on the subject of Kiryat Shema al Hamita. The Gemara Berachot in the ninth Perek clearly writes that before one retires for the evening, he must make a beracha called Baruch HaMapil. This beracha, according to the Gemara, is made b'shem u'malchut, meaning Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam HaMapil Chavdei Shena v'chule, etc. And it ends with the beracha Baruch Ata Hashem Meir LeOlam Kolo B'chvodo. The Shulchan Aruch also says that this beracha Baruch HaMapil should be made before one goes to sleep with Shem u'malchut. There's two ways of looking at how this beracha functions. Some want to say it's a beracha actually on the fact that we're going to sleep. So therefore, according to those opinions, one would have to be very careful not to speak after he'd make such a beracha. Because since the beracha is for sleeping, and you made it b'shem u'malchut, now if you talk, so it would be a hefsek. Another way of looking at this beracha is it's not for the actual sleeping, it's to praise God for the concept that there is a subject called sleeping. Not necessarily that you're actually going to sleep, you're trying to go to sleep. But if you don't fall asleep according to those opinions, it also wouldn't be a problem, because bottom line, it's the beracha was made to praise Borei Olam on the concept. The Maaseh, the Ben Ish Chai writes that he never made this beracha before he went to sleep with Shem u'Malchut. And this was the custom of his father also. And they based it on an opinion of Rabbi Eliyahu Manni that brought down that since you might not fall asleep, and since you might talk and there might be a hefsek, better not to make the beracha. Rabbi Eliyahu Manni's words are, Shechoshesh, the one that suspects Shemmi Yefsik, that he might have an interruption from the time he makes the beracha till he falls asleep, ve'enu mevarech tov asa, he did good. So therefore, the halakha, we follow the minhag of the Ben Ish Chai on this, as is written in our Sidurim. We do not say Baruch HaMapil with Shem u'Malchut. We say without Shem u'Malchut, Baruch HaMapil, Chavdei Shena, etc. And the end is Baruch HaMeir Le'olam Kulo Bechbodo. So one should be very careful in saying that Baruch HaMapil and the whole order of Kiryat Shema Lamita. Kiryat Shema Lamita has a few benefits. One of the benefits are, the Hachamim tell us at night, there are different mazikim. There are different type of spiritual demons, Chas V'Shalom, that can damage a person, specifically when his soul goes up and he's bedridden. So therefore, in order to protect us from these mazikim, Kiryat Shema Lamita has the power to ward off that. But we heard a nice idea yesterday from Rabbi Karp. He should live and be well. He quoted us a Gemara in Berachot Daf Tet Zayin. Rabbi Elazar used to make a special prayer at the end of his Amidah every day. And one of the things he said was, and I quoted from the Gemara, V'nashkim, please God, we should wake up tomorrow morning, V'nimsa yechol libenu, and our desire, our heart's desire should be li'ra'a et shemecha, to fear you. So that she says, what does it mean we should get up tomorrow morning and our desire should be to fear you? So the Sheikh says, "Shelo yitkaber alenu yetzer hara berhur alayla lasur meacharecha bayom." That the yetzer hara should not overpower us at night with our desires, and therefore it'll affect our behavior the next morning. So it seems that the yetzer hara at night is very strong, especially when we're sleeping. We don't have our mind working. So the yetzer hara can set in and give us all sorts of bad dreams and bad thoughts, and that can actually affect the next morning's Avodat Hashem. There were rabbis that prayed that our sleeping at night should not affect our service to God the next morning. So therefore, Kiryat Shema has the power also to ward away that yetzer hara from affecting our nature. So therefore, one should be extra careful to get into the custom of saying Kiryat Shema Lamita with the Beracha Baruch HaMapil. However, Beli Shem U'Malchut, the ladies also should get in the custom of saying it. According to the halakha, it is not the mitzvah ta'aseh shazeman geramad. It's not a mitzvah that's based on time. It's based on when people go to sleep. It happens to be people go to sleep at night. And therefore, the halakha, one should make this beracha, belishim machut, both men and both ladies. Regarding the Shema itself, it's proper to read the three parashiyot of Shema. Shema, Vehavta, Vehayayim Shamoa, and Vayomer. There's different segulot brought down why it's proper to read all of them. It would be mandatory, however, to read all of them in a case where you did not say your Kiryat Shema of the evening yet. For example, you prayed Arbit early, so the Shema that you said in Shul really doesn't count. So therefore, the Kiryat Shema that you're saying Alamita, in that case, you'd have to say all three parashiyot to fulfill your obligation of the Oraita Kiryat Shema and the Oraita Zechel Siyat Mislayim of Laila.